Do we have a countdown?
Yeah, we are back.
Hey, you are officially on notice.
Uh-oh. Four.
It's looking like Snowpocalypse 2.0 is heading its way this way.
That's, you know, all right.
I mean, it looks like it's about to get dangerous because it's supposed to rain and then freeze. This is exactly what happened with Snowpocalypse.
Yeah. Well, you know, everybody always says it. You always hear
all
it.
All I'm saying is you're on notice because I'm taking that spare bedroom out of the rest of that bar crew.
If
they
we
can go
lose
screw.
Power,
I'm coming over here.
I'm
claiming my spot.
Come on. I got a generator now, too.
That's what I told her. I'm like, dude, I'm claiming that spot right now on the record. Fuck all them, bro.
I'm not spending 4 days in
my car.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you ain't got to do all that.
That was terrible.
Oh, God, that was horrible. That's the closest we've ever been to straight up homeless. We were living out of a car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what I was going to get at was, like, you hear people say it every year. You always do. There's somebody at the bar, somebody you bump into at Kroger's or HEB or whatever. It's like, well, according to the Farmer's Almanac, blah, blah, blah. It's official. The Farmer's Almanac actually tweeted that shit out this year.
Oh, shit.
They tweeted it. And it said, this year is going to be probably the harshest winter that we've seen in 2 decades.
Oh.
According to Farmer's Almanac. Now, it doesn't necessarily encompass what they were talking about whenever in the tweet, and if you open the link and you read it, what they were talking about is, like, the Northeast up in Patriot land, like, they're probably looking at seriously, like, 12 to 18 feet of snow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they were fucked.
Fuck so all
the,
that.
Like, there's that shit. And then
dude, at this point...
Even the West Coast they were talking about, even down into California, like Southern California, that they may get snow.
Dude, my dad, whenever I can get a hold of him, Christ, he won't answer the fucking phone again. He's just going to do nothing but bitch and complain about the fucking snow. But what are you doing? Why are you still there?
Move.
Dad, you're retired. Sell the fucking house and move south, bruh.
Does he live in New York?
No, he's in Mount Morris, Illinois.
Oh, well, yeah.
It's...
The Midwest is going to get pummeled.
Oh, God.
Like, for us
but
down
I mean,
here...
At this point, you can't complain. I'm like, dude, Dad, you can't complain about
you've
this.
You've been retired
You've been
since
retired
we lived there.
Since we lived there.
Yeah.
Sell the house and move south, Brett. What are you talking about?
Hey, for us, honestly, you know, what I saw in Texas is we're going to be colder than normal, but it's still supposed to be somewhat dry. Like, I wouldn't expect a whole lot of snow and ice and everything else. It's just going to be, it's going to be cold in the motherfucker, but.
Have you seen what they said? I'm telling you, it's supposed to be rain nonstop and then freeze. I'm like, this is a goddamn exact repeat.
This is exactly what happened last time. Rain, freeze, snow.
I mean, what I looked at the other day was like, we're getting all this rain, but the temperature is supposed to go up. Like, it's supposed to still be warmer. And then
tomorrow.
I was talking to Lisa, and she goes, oh, in a couple days, it's going to be, like, freezing-ass cold outside. And I'm like, yeah. Well, that sucks.
It goes south on Wednesday night, and
it drops 34 fucking degrees.
Oh, wow.
It goes from 64 to 30.
Nice. With lows in the 20s.
Hey, man. I mean.
It's insane.
And possible snow. I'm like,
that might put a hamper on the old Super Bowl, too, because, I mean, I have the two TVs outside, and that's kind of what.
Right.
We bet on is being able to use this area out here. Everybody comes out. You know, you got people outside watching football. You got people inside watching football. People maybe be up in the loft because now I got a 55-inch up there. You know, I can put the Super Bowl in pretty much every room. Yeah. The only place I can't put it right now is in the fucking garage. But that will change at some point, too.
That even being said, that may change. Everything that I've seen, it does not... If it's going to be 30 degrees on Monday, we're not going to be doing a podcast on Monday, Brett.
Oh, we can do it in the living room still.
Yeah.
I mean, we can still go inside and do the podcast. It's just I normally do it out here.
Or maybe in the loft, yeah.
I thought about that today, is how I could set that up in the loft where we could still do the podcast in the loft. That way we're not in the living room bugging Amber.
Right, I'm more concerned about the kid, yeah.
Yeah.
Kiddo's no problem. It's just when she gets all squealy and squeaky, she might be on the podcast.
All right.
She gets loud, dude. She's a fucking pterodactyl, man. That bullshit, man. Like, that girl can she's got some lungs on her. Yeah, see, my well, hold on. Yeah, so my app on Thursday, high 37, low of 23. And it's supposed to rain Wednesday.
Yep.
So
supposed to rain all day Wednesday and then freeze that night.
Yeah, that would definitely put fuck some up. Frosty in there.
Yep.
Yep.
Some shit. Man, this needs to update. I don't know why you're showing me Sunday. That was yesterday, motherfucker. Anyway, I don't know about you, but I got the Super Bowl that I wanted. I called that shit. I was like, nope. I was like, if I have my way, it's going to be Rams and freaking Bengals. I really had no dog in the fight outside of, as a Denver fan, I hate Kansas City.
I wanted to see the Bills actually beat Kansas City.
I wanted to see the Bills. I thought
it'd be a great fucking that in Cincinnati. That'd have been a hell of a shootout.
Yeah, and I wonder if Kansas City's going to get on that whole overtime rules or garbage, considering you threw
overtime again.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they lost in overtime. They lost it this time.
Yeah, but
defense stopped them, and they were already basically in.
No
field
team
goal.
Has ever gone back to back winning overtime in back to back weeks. It's never happened
since the inception of overtime in the NFL. Only 47% of the teams who win the toss win the actual game. So it's not exactly I won the toss, I'm guaranteed to win. It's not like some exorbitant.
The last 11 OTs, whoever won the toss won the game.
And you still haven't got back to a 50-50.
Right.
I mean, at 47-53, I mean, that's pretty damn close to a 50-50 shot.
Got to change the rules of overtime. But, I'm sorry.
I agree with you.
I don't like how they've got it now.
That's the only fucking thing college does.
The Bills fucking lost that flip. Yeah. Mahomes went right down. Josh Allen never had a chance of touching that ball.
No, he didn't.
And I'm like, that's fucked up, dude. You can't have that.
And here's the thing, though. There are freaking NFL players on both sides. I think at the end of the day, I don't think anybody really is happy with the NFL overtime rules. I don't think anybody ever has been. I think that's been an area of contention for many a years.
Before they changed it the first time.
But here's one thing I will say. The guys that have chimed in that are either current or former players that play on the defensive side of the ball all have the same fucking thing to tell you. Defenses win championships. If your defense can't stop the offense, it doesn't matter.
Yep.
And that's the thing. If your defense was worth the fuck, you probably wouldn't be in the situation you're in unless you went into overtime 7-7, 3-3, 0-0. That'd be the most boring game I've ever seen in my life.
That being said, Joe Burrow's going to the fucking Super Bowl being sacked 9 goddamn times 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
I mean, somebody's got to get that motherfucker in O-line.
I know. Jesus.
Somebody's got to get that kid in O-line.
And him and Ja'Marr Chase, bruh.
Yeah.
They have a clear connection going on where he just has complete faith. They have just complete faith in each other, and it doesn't matter.
Dude.
It's automatic every fucking time.
When Ja'Marr Chase came out and he actually said, Les Miles told him he'd never be a wide receiver, I laughed. I said, what?
That's insane.
Who told you that? What? Les Miles is not what we would consider to be a horrible coach.
And has someone ever told Cooper Kupp he's white?
I don't think so. I don't think he got the memo.
He didn't get the memo because I think he should probably be the MVP so far this year.
I mean,
have you seen his fucking numbers?
They're insane.
It's fucking insane. Yeah. I think that he broke records this year.
Oh, he broke a lot of records this year.
It's fucking. Hey. I'm like, he's white. What is he doing? You can't do that.
Not as a wide receiver.
What are you doing?
You got to be a slot guy. Yeah, if you're white, you're a slot guy. You can't be a wide out. What are you doing all the way over there next to the sideline? Get your ass over here. You line up right off the tight end.
The only thing that I found it amusing, I saw a tweet, is that it's like a meme of Matt Stafford saying, I told you, it wasn't me. It's Detroit.
Dude. Detroit, I think Detroit cursed themselves. With Barry Sanders, with how they treated Barry Sanders, I think that's really where their curse lies, right there. Barry Sanders, period. That you not letting Barry go play football someplace else because you're just—I don't even know what that is.
I don't either.
Are you petty?
What I don't understand is Jesus Christ. You've got the greatest running back of all time, quite possibly, and you can't get any help around him. At least the Bears actually end up getting Walter help around him.
A little bit.
Enough to win a Super Bowl.
Enough to, yeah.
With the best defense known to mankind.
The best defense known to mankind, because that offense was fucking atrocious.
It was sweetness, that was it.
It was sweetness.
But that's all you needed.
That quarterback, McMahon.
Oh, dude, he couldn't even throw a spiral.
I'm a better quarterback than that guy. How the fuck does he have a Super Bowl ring? I can't even see over a fucking line. I can tell you that right now. I'd be like freaking Drew Brees back here. Like, you motherfuckers are going to have to give me a lane. Like, move. And I could still throw the ball better than fucking McMahon.
That was an epic.
Did Brady really retire?
No. He has not.
No one's officially come out and said so.
He has not officially said it. Oh, Adam Schefter fucking said it. And that cocksucker, I used to like really like him, but he started all that bullshit with fucking Aaron Rodgers last offseason. And that did not come out of Rodgers' mouth. It didn't come out of the organization's mouth. It didn't come out nowhere. Adam Schefter made that shit up out of fucking thin air and stirred up this whole controversy with Aaron Rodgers being discontent and wanting out of freaking Green Bay and all this other shit. He talked
so
to no camps.
He's just an asshole.
And he came out and he said that fucking Brady announced that he's retiring. Brady has not confirmed nor denied it. I looked it up right before we got here. AP sources say that he is still thinking about it. He's still contemplating. And I don't think he does. I think if he would have went to the Super Bowl and won this year, maybe.
Yeah, but the fact that he didn't get there and he's going
to
be
I think he's one of those guys that's going to be like, I have to retire on top.
I'm the same way. That's why I thought he was going to retire last year. Like, Jesus Christ. You just won the fucking Super Bowl, dude.
Mm-hmm.
For a different team. Mm-hmm. For the seventh goddamn time. That's how you go out on top,
and right there, you stepped out of any shadow that somebody
may have thought
it was all Belichick, you're just a system quarterback, whatever.
Fuck that, dude.
I went to Tampa Bay. I won it in Tampa Bay. I'm retiring. And then he came back this year, made it pretty deep in the playoffs. I think
I should have won that goddamn game, but fucking you gave Stafford just too much fucking. I can't believe I'm saying you gave Stafford too much time.
You gave Stafford too much time. Well, I mean, so Matthew Stafford,
Allen, Cooper Kupp. I mean, Jesus
Josh
Christ.
Allen, freaking Mahomes, and Burrow. Those are the quarterbacks of this generation.
Stafford's he's old. He's out of.
Well, yeah, Stafford. Yeah. I guess kind of on the back end of his career, but. Hey, Mahomes, Josh Allen, Burrow, they're going to be in it for a long time to come. You're going to be seeing those dudes every year. And honestly, I think Bruce Arians fucked up. I think you talking shit and doing what you did with freaking, what was the wide receiver? Antonio Brown.
AB. Yeah.
And Antonio quitting. I mean, whatever it was that went on that sidelines, I don't know. I mean,
he claims he was injured.
Antonio
Brown
says,
"Well, then why didn't he go to the team doctor?" That's what happens. If you're injured, you go to the team doc. So he didn't do that. So I thought he should play.
Well, regardless of what it was or what happened,
that
it impacted the team.
Something wrong with that dude.
It impacted the team.
Yeah, I mean, everywhere he goes, this kind of shit happens. Everywhere.
I think. Well, in this situation,
everywhere he goes, shit like this happens.
In this situation,
it's a him thing.
Woo. Yeah. Carrie's hot mic just came unplugged. That makes a lot of racket. When she plugs it back in, it's going to make a lot of racket again.
Yeah, make sure it's clipped this time, huh? Ooh, God, good Lord, woman.
That was neat.
But
I didn't even step on the cord.
I think Antonio Brown does have issues. I think that, you know, because when he first came up and when he was playing with the Steelers, like back then, there wasn't all these protections to prevent you from hitting somebody in the head. He took a lot of licks.
Oh,
I mean, he was a number one receiver for a long time.
Massive hits. Wasn't it Burfict?
Burfict fucked him up.
Fucked him hard, bro. That was a vicious fucking hit.
And Burfict should have got kicked out of the fucking league for that shit. But that's neither here nor there. All I'm saying is I think Antonio Brown needs to go get evaluated. It's according to what I've read anyway, like he's refused evaluations for the concussion protocol stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think
all
there's
I
something
know is
there.
It's on
but
him.
At the same time, if he's sitting there telling the coach,
and here's
I'm
the thing,
hurt.
Though, that's the problem with Brady, though. He had, because Godwin was out, he lost AB.
Yep.
Now you got two legitimate targets, Gronk and Mike Evans.
Yep.
That's it.
And he wasn't really throwing at Evans.
Right. So, I mean, who?
That's what I'm saying.
You got no weapons.
You got you just lost your receivers. And I think, honestly, really what was going down with that is if AB was hurt and he told Bruce Arians, I'm hurt, I'm not going back out there, then as a coach, regardless of how you fucking emotionally felt about it, you should have said, okay, go get the go to the trainer, and
go get checked.
Go get checked. See where you're at. You know, keep your fucking head about you. Yeah. You telling him then you're fucking, if go sit on the bench or you're off the fucking team or whatever fucking transpired. That's just two bitches bitching at each other. Like, yeah. There's not a man in that conversation. There's not a woman in that conversation. There's not an adult.
Didn't he?
That's children.
Yeah, but then how he handled, how AB handled it. Doing jumping jacks in the fucking ends. I'm like, dude, what the fuck are you?
It's
get
like
out of here.
So much shit that we fucking discuss on this goddamn show.
This isn't the Real Housewives.
Nobody was fucking right in the situation, period. Yeah. Nobody was
without
right.
Question.
Everybody involved in that whole fucking thing was
I think
wrong.
That's probably what, if I was Brady, that would be what I'd think about. I was like, well, I mean, what weapons am I going to have now if I come back?
Yeah. Hey, Bruce, you know you just kind of fucked us, right?
Right. I'm like, what are we doing? Come on.
And the fact that Bruce Arians came out in the interview, in the post-game fucking interview, and said he's off the team. He has nothing to do with the fucking Bucks anymore.
You don't have that power.
You don't have that power. Two, guess what you just did?
The NFLPA is going to be a little pissed about
you.
You
just fucked that organization because now AB has filed a lawsuit. He has filed his lawsuit against fucking Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Breach of contract. And you have video proof of the fucking coach sitting right there in front of fucking the nation going, you're off the fucking team. You are no longer associated with the Bucks whatsoever.
I don't know. Who do you like in this Super Bowl then?
Dude, I think this one's going to be a good one. I'm going to take the Rams.
I am too, clearly because of the defense.
Yeah, that's the only reason. That's the only reason I'm taking the Rams is because, dude,
I'd like to see Stat Padford get him a Super Bowl just so we can say, hey, fuck you, Detroit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm right there with you. At the same time, I'd like to see Burrow in his second year as a fucking NFL quarterback.
Never been done.
Yeah.
Never been done as a second-year quarterback. No one's ever won a Super Bowl.
You've been sacked 9 times in the last 2 games.
2 games. Each game.
Each game. You've been sacked 18 times.
And still won the fucking game. Jeez.
You still won the game.
How in the hell is that even possible?
But here's what I'm going to tell you.
It's he's got an arm and a fucking half, and he's got the best wide receiver
in the game. He's mobile. He is a mobile quarterback. He can get out and make shit happen. Josh Allen's got a motor on him. But the reason I'm saying the Rams is because I sat there and I watched one guy on the Denver defense completely own a fucking quarterback and win us Super Bowl 50 when everybody else said that there was no way in hell we were beating Cam Newton and the fucking Panthers.
Scam Newton shit.
And Von Miller walked out there and said, who?
Watch me.
Watch me beat this motherfucker and turn him into my bitch, and we're going to win this fucking game. That's exactly what he did. And
here's
now you got Sam Darnold and you got freaking Von Miller.
Now you've got fucking Von Miller, but you've also got fucking...
Darnold's a beast on his own.
Aaron fucking Darnold?
Yeah.
Bro?
Aaron Darnold.
He just destroys people.
He does. And you put both here. That's the other thing too. Is I think in the Super Bowl,
are they playing on the same side, or do they split them up?
I think what you see in the Super Bowl is they both play because right now Von Miller only plays 50%. He's like 30 to 50% of the snaps. He doesn't play every snap. I guarantee you, in the fucking Super Bowl, he plays every fucking down. Both of them.
This past weekend, did you see Aaron Donald get pissed and pull his fucking entire crew together and just start chewing their fucking ass?
Yeah.
I'm like, God damn, he doesn't normally do that kind of shit.
No.
You don't see that from Aaron Donald much.
Like, he's one of those guys. It seems like he's like a sweet dude. Like, he's like
a pretty chill dude.
Yeah.
But he fucking got pissed and snapped. I'm like, what the fuck? You never see that shit.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, sometimes you got a lot of fire and you can't light a fire without a spark. You got to go in there with some fucking tenacity.
I didn't pay attention to that. Do they usually play Vaughn and Aaron Donald on the same side?
No. No.
They got to have them split, right?
To be honest, I don't watch enough of the fucking Rams to tell you.
I know. I'm the same way.
But I don't.
That's an interesting thought.
I mean,
Donald,
they're both outside linebackers.
You have to double team Aaron Donald.
You're going to have to double team one of them.
Have to.
But
Aaron Donald, no one person can control.
And it's the same thing that we had in Denver when we had DeMarcus Ware on one side, and freaking Von Miller on the other side.
Say,
what are you going to do? You can't double team the whole fucking defensive line. Like you can double team one of them.
Yeah.
Even then, we had, we still had other weapons out there. Like you're fucked. Because you're going to have to double team one of them if you want to give your quarterback more than 2 seconds. Now, if you have some of the, you know, late 90s, early 2000s quarterbacks that were notorious for being able to get the ball out in under 2 seconds, you're fine. But that's not the league. That's two or three elite quarterbacks.
That's Tom Brady.
Brett Favre was good at it. Aaron Rodgers is good at it. Freaking Peyton Manning was good at it. But, I mean, like I said, those are your elites. That's your 1% of all the quarterbacks in the league that can get the ball out in under 2 seconds and actually win a football game and complete passes.
Have you ever watched a Manning cast?
Yeah.
I've never watched one.
Dude, it's so much better than listening to fucking...
Dipshit and
fucking asshat.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I'd rather just listen to, you know, a vacuum cleaner just running in the background versus listening to Aikman Buck.
I guess Aikman is... I'm not sure if he's going to be there anymore.
Good. Get his ass the fuck off. I'm tired of listening to this fucking dickhead.
Dude, have you listened to Tony Romo?
Romo is on point.
I don't know about that, bro.
Dude, Romo.
You know
calls
what he getting
plays,
paid?
He calls plays before people fucking. He's like, here's what is going to happen. And they go out there and they run it.
I think he's getting paid more now than he ever did as a quarterback.
Oh, I'm sure. There's a
he's
lot.
He's making
more.
Like 18 mil a year.
Yeah.
For CBS and Aikman's CBS. Pissed about it. Aikman's like, that dude doesn't even know what the fuck he's talking about.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
He has yet
Tony,
to do.
Tony Romo has called plays multiple times before the team ever fucking hiked the football.
He never did one this past weekend. I can tell you that.
I didn't listen to that.
Because that's the only reason I was paying attention. It's like, I want to hear him pull this magic out of his hat, and he never did.
Dude, I will tell you this. I would rather listen to Romo and the old guy that he's with any day of the week over fucking Aikman and Joe Buck. Aikman never talks about anything pertinent to the fucking football game. He states a bunch of obvious shit, talks about his political crap, and I don't give a fuck.
Fuck that, no.
You and Joe Buck can go suck a dick in the fucking corner and have a good time.
I am not far
behind. I just really
you on
wish you would shut the fuck up and let me watch the fucking football game.
Oh, that's
they're
right.
Horrible.
So
they're
Romo's CBS.
Yeah.
So it's the guy who does the Masters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Al Michaels?
No, it's not Al Michaels. It's give me a second. I'll think.
Either way, I like the old dude, and I like fucking Romo. At least they're talking about the football game, and they're not stating obvious shit. Like, well, if he would have caught the ball and landed in bounds, you know, that would have been a catch. But since he was out of bounds, you know, that's an incomplete pass.
So,
but no fucking shit, dickhead.
Speaking of which, so, like, I guess Prime is now in on the NFL.
Prime.
Amazon Prime is now.
Oh, yeah.
They're not going to start showing games.
They do Thursday night. Thursday night's on Amazon Prime. Thursday Night Football has been on Amazon Prime for the last 2 years.
Really?
Yeah.
I think they're expanding, actually.
Mm-hmm. So is Paramount Plus. NFL is going to be on Paramount Plus. They started that this year. Like, you can watch some of their games on Paramount Plus, but it's still on, like, CBS or something.
I'm doing that tomorrow, by the way.
What?
I'm canceling Showtime.
Okay.
I got all these new TVs floating around my fucking house, and I've lost, like, 3/4 of my logins that friends gave me. Like, God damn it.
Yeah, I'm canceling Showtime tomorrow. I got to pay bills.
No,
but then once I do that...
It's ridiculous to have Showtime for $15 a month when you can get Showtime and Paramount Plus for $10 or maybe $15.
No, it's like $11.
Okay.
For both.
Yeah.
Well, there's a bunch of Paramount Plus bundles that are out there, but I'm sitting there going, I'm not giving Paramount Plus $10 a fucking month. I don't care what it's bundled with. Just so I can watch 1883
We haven't discussed that yet, so no, you can't give any spoilers because I've not seen the last episode of Yellowstone.
Okay.
But your thought of the final episode of the last season, because I've heard mixed reviews on this.
Well, I mean, no, with no spoilers, I would just say it was a letdown. There was just nothing there.
Really?
Yeah. So the last season of Yellowstone... Everything happened in, like, the first 3 episodes.
Really?
And then after that, it's just a bunch of
bullshit
filler story setup. So you saw where Jamie went to Four Sixes, right?
Dude,
you see
I'm
that episode?
So far out of that. No, we haven't watched that in so long.
So in Yellowstone, So Jamie got hurt. Everybody probably, spoiler alert if you don't watch Yellowstone. Maybe a spoiler alert if you missed the whole fucking season.
But I have not seen a single season, a single episode of this season.
All right, so last season, you know, so Jamie got hurt, broke his fucking neck. Riding a horse. Got bucked off horse, broke his fucking neck.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So.
Then they told, the old man told him, no more bucking.
Yeah, you got to stay off the fucking shit, right. Whatever, right? Right? So what does he do? He goes out, he gets on fucking horse, he gets bucked the fuck off and fucks him up again, right? So, Kevin Costner's character pays all of his doctor bills and gets him all healed up, right? But he's like, man, you got to fucking, we got to make a cowboy out of you, right?
Right.
So he's got that one guy that keeps coming up from Texas and they were running around, yep, with the horses and shit. So he works out a deal with that guy to actually get into the horse business. So he starts, so now Yellowstone Ranch is also doing all these, the prancing and the stopping horses,
right,
and all that
all
shit,
that
right?
Bullshit.
So he's going back down south, down here to Texas. So down to Guthrie, which that ranch just sold anyway, by the way. Four Sixes is a ranch down here. Been in the single same family since like literally the 1700s, 1800s. Somewhere.
Jesus,
like, I mean, it fucking goes way back. Like, it's basically shortly after the inception of Texas that this ranch was established.
Jesus.
And it just recently, like in the last 3 weeks, it sold. Somebody bought it.
Damn.
Bought Four Sixes.
For how much?
A lot.
I don't, the article that I read said it was an undisclosed amount.
Oh.
But the only ranch in Texas that's bigger than Four Sixes is King's Ranch.
Like here?
Yeah. Well, in the United States. I mean, it's King's Ranch is, I think, either the largest or the second largest continuous ranch in the United States. And Four Sixes, I think, was the second or third, depending on where King's Ranch falls. King's Ranch is so big, to give you an idea, King's Ranch is so fucking massive. A lady moved her mobile home out onto a portion of King's Ranch, lived there for 5 years with a mailing address, water, and everything before King's Ranch realized that she had been on their fucking property the whole time.
Seriously?
Yes.
Welcome to Texas.
Wow.
And so in the state of Texas,
squatter's rights, man.
It's not even squatter's rights at that point. It's homesteaded.
Yeah, yeah, it's a homestead for sure.
So she homesteaded it.
Yeah.
And the King's Ranch had to give her 10 fucking acres.
Damn.
Had to give her 10 acres. That's the fucking law in Texas. It's like they had to give her literally 10 acres of property.
I'd have been happy with one.
If you wanted to ride the fence line around fucking King's Ranch, it would take you literally like a month.
Jesus.
If you're riding it, like on a horse,
like
riding
on a horse,
it. Now, if you're on a fucking four-wheeler, you know, you could probably get around it in, you know, a couple weeks. But it seriously, it's like trying to ride like the Delaware fucking state borderline.
What are your thoughts on 1883 then?
1883, dude, here's the thing, man. They played the first two episodes, and then everything restricted to Paramount Plus, period. Like, you can't watch it anywhere else other than Paramount Plus, so I haven't seen anything outside of the first two episodes.
I thought you got Paramount Plus with your YouTube
I have
deal.
Paramount. I don't have Paramount Plus.
There's a
oh,
difference?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and that's what pisses me off about Paramount right now, because they're like, well, we have Paramount, which is where I watched the first two episodes. But I don't have Paramount Plus as part of YouTube TV.
Oh, my God.
So I
now we're
seen
nickel
anything.
And diming here is what we're
yeah.
doing.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying is now you're fucking putting me in a situation where it's just like, you know what, you can go fuck yourself. Hey, I will still sit there and hold out because sooner or later it's going to hit Prime. And when it hits Prime,
yeah,
I'll pay you $20 and I'll watch the whole fucking season without commercials and dealing with all your garbage. That's the thing. That's where I'm at right now. If I have to watch commercials,
yeah, it pisses me off.
I'm not paying you.
Oh, dude, YouTube itself, just watching podcasts on YouTube, it's getting to the point. Remember how bad
ad blocker? Ad blocker.
How bad Hulu was?
Yeah, yeah. A lot of creators have gone to that, where they'll run. I have an hour podcast. Well, we'll put 15 fucking commercials in it, and I get AdSense from each commercial that runs, But all you gotta do is put on an ad blocker. There's so many ad, there's one ad blocker, no shit. It's an extension for Chrome. It's an add-in on Chrome, and you will never ever see an ad whatsoever. Now, like, you're taking away basically from your creators that you're right. watching, because they don't get any money because the ad blockers block it. But I'm right there, dude. I'm not going to pay you.
If I'm paying for a service, I'm not watching goddamn commercials.
I'm not watching commercials.
No.
Exactly.
It's not happening.
If I have to pay you, I'm not.
I'm already
you're double dipping.
You. Yeah,
you're double dipping.
Yeah, I'm not tipping you because I'm already paying you.
If I'm paying you, I'm not watching your commercials. Because the commercials, those companies are paying you to run their commercials.
Yeah.
So you're wanting me to pay you for them to pay you for me to watch their commercials?
Oh, so YouTube TV comes with fucking just Paramount, not Paramount Plus.
Right.
That's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
Paramount should just be free.
Well, Paramount, well, here's the thing, is the way that I see it is,
do you have cable?
Is I'm paying, well, YouTube TV. Is cable.
That's what you use for cable.
I might shut it off and get Spectrum if Spectrum covers, because I can get Spectrum TV because I have their internet for $44 a month for just basic cable, which is fine by me.
Right.
But if that carries Paramount Plus, then I'm fine.
$80 for cable and internet.
It's cable and internet.
No,
but
see, that would push me over the top. I spend like $80 on my internet.
It's part of a bundle deal from the apartment.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's basic cable with HBO.
Yeah. And probably basic internet.
It's good, actually.
It's fantastic.
It's actually really good. Because I'm working from home and have been for a year and a half.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, as far as what you're doing for work, like me and Amber being at home and
doing
work.
Well, I'm not a gamer,
I mean,
so I don't.
Yeah,
I don't game. So
right.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean,
I don't know what
400
kind of shit.
400 megs is more than enough to probably handle everything that you do for work.
Oh, for sure.
And him stream podcasts or whatever, whatever the hell he's doing. Yeah, that's more than enough. I mean, I'm sitting there going like, mine's 500. I want to say I'm a 500 down, and then 100 up or some shit like that, 20 up, 100 up.
What kind of modem are you on?
Oh, I have my own modem. I don't pay for it. I don't rent modems.
Of course, never,
shit.
Never do that.
So mine's, I got a Netgear modem and I got a Netgear router. So I got the...
I think that's what we have.
DOCSIS 3.0?
No, we have Linksys, I think, for one of them.
That's our router.
Linksys router? Yeah, so I got Netgear for both.
But, have you seen what they're seeing data-wise when it comes to... There's about to be a new modem out, a DOCSIS 5.0.
Yeah.
Where they're talking ludicrous fucking speeds.
Well, my nephew, he just moved into a new apartment.
Ludicrous
up in Grapevine. And he's got 2 gigabit.
Jesus.
Yeah, his internet's 2 gigabit.
Your internet's only going to be as good as the pipeline coming into where you're at.
So that's the thing, right?
You can get a fantastic modem, and you're still going to be fucked if the pipeline coming in.
Exactly. So, I mean, you hit the nail on the head, and I think that's what a lot of people don't understand. It's like, so, hey, I can hook a garden hose up to a fire hydrant, but I can only pump out as much water as that
garden hose
can handle, right? So, I mean, if you have 2 gigabit internet coming into your house, but your fucking modem and or router and or switch can't do more than a gigabit, then you got a whole gigabit of shit that's just not, it's pointless. It can't process it.
Or vice versa. If you have.
Yeah, I mean, my modems and my routers are all like gigabit, but I only have 500 megs coming in.
Yeah.
The deal is, though, is now I have a fire hose hooked up to the spigot on the side of my house.
Right.
So it's not getting hampered by anything.
Yeah.
Once the internet gets here.
It's going to perform the best that it can do until things get better.
Yeah.
Coming in.
But that's like the same thing that I even told my nephew. And I was like, are you running Cat 6? You got Cat 5? What are your cables?
I'm curious. How the fuck's he pulling this off?
Yeah, because, I mean, depending on what your house is or what your... Well, he has an apartment. So his apartment is actually a rather new one, and it's wired for all this shit. So it's not a big deal.
It's probably fiber.
But since it's a 2 gigabit,
there's no way it's
internet,
fiber.
the guy that installed the internet installs their router, their modems, and everything that they need. So, I mean, they can still do it. And Cat 6 can process 2 gigabit. That's not a problem.
Oh, yeah.
As long as you're running the right cables and everything, you're fine. But, like, for my house was built in 2006.
Yeah.
If I go over a gigabit, yeah, you're going to start trying to, yeah, it's going to start, my house itself is going to start being, like, struggling to keep up if I go over a gig.
Oh, yeah.
2 gig, probably not a problem, but it just all depends on how long the runs are and how much, like, none of my switches, all my switches are gigabit switches and gigabit routers. So if I go to a 2 gig, it's the router itself's not going to be able to process it.
Right.
And Netgear pissed me off with this fucking router because it's the Blackhawk.
I've never been a fan of Netgear.
That was the one that I threw across the room.
Yep.
We've had problems with Netgear.
I've had a problem with Netgear too. Don't get me wrong. Then the issue, like the Blackhawk that I have, it's a gigabit router, and it had phenomenal fucking ratings. Like, everybody loved it. And then they released a firmware update that does a packet fucking trace, and it slowed the fucking router down.
Yeah.
So the router was actually capping at the time, I think I was only 200 megs, and it was throttling my 200 meg downloads because the processors that are actually in the router couldn't do the packets at a fast enough rate.
Right.
To where it all would work. So I had to go download an old ass firmware install, put it back on my fucking router, and then I could get my internet speeds back. Like, seriously, like, it would go from, you know, the 200 that I had, and when the guys from Spectrum would come out and they plug it up to their little fucking deal, and he's like, dude, you're getting, you know, actually, you're getting 500 megs. He goes, I know you're only paying for the 200 meg package, but you're getting 500 down. And plug that straight into my, bypass the router, plug it straight into my laptop and go do a speed test. Yeah, 500 all day long. Plug that motherfucker straight into the fucking router. Oh, it was down to like 75, 80.
Oh, my God.
Because that was just all it could process.
I think that was our problem with the Netgear was, it kept dropping the Wi-Fi, but it was slower than fuck.
I don't have a problem with Netgear, but all our shit we use at work is Linksys.
That's
why I've like, Linksys is complete shit for what, let me rephrase this. Linksys itself is not complete shit. They're probably really good. My personal experience with having to deal with Linksys has been complete shit, so I won't purchase any other products because they've just fucking pissed me off.
That was me with Netgear because, dude, but we tried and tried and tried, and finally I literally got pissed off so bad one day, I chucked it across the room. I picked it up, unplugged the wires, and threw it across the room.
Hey.
And then we went and
just don't put a hole in your wall and you're fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then we went and bought a
Linksys.
Yeah, and that thing's been good.
Dude,
we've yet to have a problem.
It's always hit or miss.
Netgear, I like Netgear to a certain extent because you could just basically you don't have to log into the actual through to a modem or a switch or a router,
right?
Through the web interface, you can actually go in through the Junipers and all that stuff, and if you know how to use drawing a blank on the actual freaking platform.
Command prompt?
Yeah, it's command prompt, but it's not Windows command prompt. It's the other one.
Linux.
And if you can deal with Linux, and you can go in, and you can, and you're not governed by what's in the web interface. As long as you know that the commands are and you know what you're doing, you can go in and set up those switches and bypass anything that fucking Linksys wanted you to be limited to. Like, fuck off and you do what you want. It's great.
Anything they dumbed it down for the normal consumer.
Yeah. And so I have a couple guys that are really good at that stuff out of Canada that helped me out because we have Juniper switches that we deal with on our H&P rigs.
Sure.
And
nice.
That, like, I learned enough to where I could go in and set one up and do what I want to do and basically shut off. I don't want this firmware to fucking run. I want this firmware to run, and I don't want that check to run, and I can just shut all of it off. Whereas if you go in through the web interface, you don't have those abilities.
Right.
You got the guardrails where they put it in here.
That's pretty much.
But the switch is still there on the back end.
That's damn
almost
near,
all of it. Yeah,
they dumb
like
it down for consumer usage to make it more user friendly, kind of like Windows tries to do, except they suck at that.
But what I was going to tell you about Yellowstone, this whole last season is them trying to spin off another show.
The 1883?
No. Another one.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So Jamie, who broke his fucking neck, he gets in with the horse dude. The horse dude takes him down to Four Sixes Ranch and leaves him there. And basically, he's on loan from Yellowstone down at the Four Sixes, meets a chick. When he's supposed to go back to Yellowstone, he goes back up there and he goes, hey, I want to stay at Four Sixes. And so now they're going to spin off Jamie's whole new own show.
Oh, God.
And they're going to call it Four Sixes. So now you'll have 1883, Four Sixes, and Yellowstone.
I don't know how much of that I can stomach.
Yeah, that might
And let's be honest. I mean, Jamie, your acting is pretty shoddy.
Yeah, it's
pretty bad.
That's, yeah, not.
And Jamie also is in charge of the Yellowstone podcast that they do so they can go unpack every episode. They're trying to do the Talking Dead bullshit on top of that.
And it's fuck just, all that noise.
They're just following the Walking Dead playbook. Now, we're going to have this show that's really good in the beginning that's going to turn to utter shit.
Yep.
But you're going to have so much crap that spins off from it.
I forgot. You're not an Ozark watcher, are you?
No. Ozark was garbage.
Oh, my God.
I tried to watch that show. I made it halfway through the first fucking season. I just couldn't take it anymore.
I just got a friend of mine to watch it, and she binge-watched it in like a week.
And here's
all three seasons.
And here's the thing.
It's epic.
The main actor, Jason...
Bateman.
I like that guy.
He's funny as fuck.
Have you ever seen Buying the Cow?
Haven't even heard of it.
Dude, it's a movie, and it's a Jason Bateman movie.
But he doesn't miss, dude.
It's fucking hilarious.
He does not horrible bosses?
Well, here's the thing. Jason Bateman's been around since the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
He's never really made it big in anything. He's always been like a A-minus, B-plus actor. He's always in that little era.
He's never missed.
Dude, but go watch Buying the Cow. I will loan you the DVD.
I've never even heard of it,
dude.
I don't even
know
if our
hilarious.
DVD players even still play.
I'm not sure our DVD player can actually play.
Go download Buying the Cow and watch it. It's him, Alyssa Milano. I can't remember the blonde haired guy's name. He's like the really skinny faced guy. He was in Super Troopers. It's the only other movie I can think of right off the top of my head that he was in. But it's some really good acting. Ryan Reynolds is actually in it.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. It was one of the first movies I ever saw Ryan Reynolds in. And at one point in the movie, Ryan Reynolds just. So this is going to be my hook that's going to make you go watch Buying the Cow. At one point in this movie, Ryan Reynolds gets so fucking blasted ass drunk, blacks out, wakes up, takes his chick home, wakes up the next morning. Her gay roommate is there. The girl had to leave to go. She went to grab something, some breakfast or something, right? And Ryan Reynolds thinks he slept with the gay guy. Sneaks out of the apartment, out the window on the fire escape. Oh. No clothes.
Oh, God.
No clothes. So he's like trying to get back to his apartment naked. And then... He starts to go down the path of, am I gay or am I not?
Oh, no.
So he's like dressing up in like all this fucking like YMCA gear, basically. Like he's putting on the really short shorts and the skin tight freaking wife beater shirt and the work boots. And he's modeling in front of the mirror trying to figure out his look and where he falls in the world of gay men.
Oh, my God.
You'll now go watch Buying the Cow.
You have to do another shot.
But Buying the Cow, basically the premise of the movie is it's all these friends. They put all this money into a bank account, and the last one to get married, the last one that is not married gets all the money in the bank account.
Oh, damn.
and Jason Bateman goes in the beginning of the movie to Vegas, loses a shit ton of money in Vegas. So he's trying to get, it's him and the blonde guy are the only two that aren't married. So he's trying to get the other guy to get married.
Just so he can get the
money. So he can get the money. But throughout the entire freaking movie, like, these fucking wise guys from Vegas keep coming to his house in Los Angeles and taking just random shit every week. So at one point, he's living in his house with no furniture, no nothing. It's just him in his house. Like, they just keep taking shit from him until he pays them.
Dude, you have to give Ozark a fucking second shot, dude. I'm telling you.
Dude, if you
it's
can't,
so fucking well done.
If you can't get me by the fucking sixth goddamn episode of
I'll
the first fucking
that.
Season,
so,
fuck
off. It
might
off. Not be for some people, but Squid Games was hugely popular, and I'm like, I don't
I
fucking
watched two
get
episodes
it.
Of that, and I'm like, what the fuck
I
is this?
Six,
dumbest thing
I
ever. Yeah, I made it to six, and I'm like, I'm done.
I'm done. I don't get it.
I don't know why they got stuck on the red light, green light thing. Why couldn't you just like, hey, Red Rover.
I don't know.
But instead of people holding their arms, you got to run into barbed wire or razor wire. Hey, I'm just saying, bro.
They had a machine gun instead.
Yeah, well, yeah. Squid Games was beyond me, dude. I didn't get it.
I didn't either.
I
really wish they would come out with another season of the Warrior Nun. I was all about the Warrior Nun.
Never even heard of that either.
Dude. It's a great fucking show. It's fucking hilarious. So Warrior Nun is a... apparently there is a nun who...
That, don't even.
Essentially has a halo in her and has special powers to defeat evil whenever it shows up. And that chick dies and it ends up going into this other girl who just doesn't know how to experience life. And she was... Because she was paralyzed from like the neck down. And when this halo got in her, she actually got all of her arms back and she could go do stuff, or she was in a coma or something. And then all of a sudden she can go live and drink beer and smoke weed and do ecstasy. She's doing all this shit. And she's supposed to be a fucking nun.
That's called game on.
Yeah. I was like, and she's a really attractive young lady too, on top of that. So I was like, ah, well, this is cool. We can watch this. It's fucking hilarious, was really what it was.
So you don't have Showtime?
No. I don't anymore. You're going to cancel it tomorrow.
Yeah, I am.
I don't watch Showtime anyway. I mean, I'll watch some HBO Max every once in a while because...
Dude, I've got... Do you have HBO Max?
No, Uncle Jesse had it and gave me the login.
Okay.
But now I got a new 75-inch TV,
Succession's better than I thought.
Yeah, it is better than I thought.
What's Succession?
It's on HBO Max, but it's kind of their version of Billions.
Yeah, see, I didn't really get into that either.
You didn't like Billions?
Nah.
Jesus Christ!
I did until they kind of jumped the shark, but now they're kind of... Dude.
What, Billions?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Some of these TV shows, they go... They digress is what they do. Like, Walking Dead, season one through, like...
Three.
Three is really good.
All I made
Four
it
is shit. Five was good.
I only made it through three. I couldn't make it.
I never watched the end of it. I just
I'm done.
I don't think it's over. I think it's still going.
Oh my God.
It's still going.
Seriously?
I'm pretty sure.
Jesus.
At least one of the spinoffs is still going.
Fucking Ozark. It was supposed to be the final season.
I want to just go ride with Reedus.
And it fucking, they released the final season. We watched the final season. It ends and they're like, that's the end of part one of the final season. I'm like, you motherfuckers.
I wouldn't have watched it until the other part was out.
No shit. God damn. That's the point.
And that's the other thing. Like,
God
that's why
damn
I like,
it.
Let me just go buy the whole fucking season.
Yeah.
So I don't have to worry about your cliffhanger fucking ending bullshit. And then you're like, oh, but it's not really over.
Now, 4 months later,
there
6 months later.
There is a great show on fucking Showtime called Yellow Jackets.
That's
the premise is fantastic.
It's on Netflix too.
Nope,
it's somewhere else. I've seen it somewhere
else. Nope, it's Showtime.
I've seen it someplace outside of Showtime.
It's Yellow Jackets on Showtime.
It was actually good.
It's the premise is fantastic. It's so goddamn well done.
Yeah, I mean,
Christina Ricci, Juliette Lewis.
I'll check it out. But here's the thing:
it's fantastic. It's
of all the recommendations that you've given me, I only think I've watched like one of them.
What?
Yeah.
What did you watch? I don't think you've watched a damn one of them.
Chernobyl? The Dance? No.
Chernobyl. The Last Dance was fantastic. You can't
I watched
tell
those
me
two.
Oh, the Chernobyl was fantastic.
Ozark was just trash. Ozark was trash.
Oh, the premise of Yellow Jackets is pretty good.
Oh, it's outstanding.
Big yeah.
Did you ever watch that one? It was the high school kid. It was based on an actual football player, but he was Compton. And then he ended up playing football in like Beverly Hills or some shit. The All State, I think it's All State was the name of this show. That was actually a pretty good show. I was really into it, and then the BLM shit creeped into it, and I was like, well, I can't watch this no more.
Yeah.
I think that's what happened to some of the stuff we were watching back in the day is the writer's strike.
The shit that kills me, man, is like I'll watch TV and I'll watch these shows because I want to be entertained and I don't want to think about how shitty my life is or isn't or about work or whatever the fuck it is that's bothering me.
A checkout of reality.
Yeah. I want to just let me get into this show and see what's up. And then it's like, here's all this political garbage that you just toss in here. And I'm like, fuck you, man. Why can't I just have Firefly back?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love Firefly, bro.
Or Jericho. Jericho was another fucking show that ended
that
way
one.
Too soon.
That was another writer strike.
Again,
I think.
The writer strike. We were just talking because we found Saving Grace on Hulu.
Yeah.
And I think that ended just because of the fucking writer strike. Deadwood.
Deadwood. Deadwood was a good one.
Deadwood was fantastic.
Yeah.
And then there was ended.
What was the one that where the power went out? Like somebody basically EMP'd the world. They made like a nano fucking bot, and it basically just like it removed power from the world. Revolution, I think, was the name of the show.
No, I've never heard of that.
The beginning, the first season, was phenomenal. It was two Marines. They were driving back to fucking base, and just the power for everything went out. Like just cars died on the side of the road. There was just no power, and of course. What would you do in a world with no power? No way to create power. It's gone. Electricity
we
no longer.
We had that last year, snowpocalypse.
Well, what I'm saying is imagine that on a world basis. On the stage of the world, there is no power. There's no way to generate it. Electricity is gone.
Now you're going to Mad Max time.
Exactly.
Now you got to figure out who knows Morse code.
And that's where what it was like they started to have to revert back and figure out how to live. So you ended up with all these colonies. The United States as a whole crumbled. Like, state of Texas was its own government.
The hell's the name of this?
I want to say it was Revolution.
Never heard of it.
Yeah,
and here's the thing. First two seasons, phenomenal. Third and fourth season, completely went off the fucking nuts wall. Yeah. Like, what in the shit? You took a perfectly great show, and you turned it into utter crap.
Yep.
And I... You know, Jericho, you just killed it. All right, cool. Firefly, I don't know why you canceled it, but you just canceled it. I don't think that was part of the writers' strike.
I think it was.
I think that was previous to it.
But because they actually made a movie out of that too.
Yeah,
Firefly made a movie out of that.
I thought, yeah, they did make a movie out of it. But I mean, there were so many people that are like, dude, what happened to my show?
And now they just do remakes of.
Shit, me and Amber just started watching fucking Star Trek back on freaking Netflix. Star Trek Next Generation, started over. Season 1, episode 1.
Picard?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Make It So, number 1. And somebody said that shit to me the other day in a meeting. They're like, I'll make it so. And I was like, you do that, number 1. God damn it. How do I know that I work with a bunch of nerds? I love them to death, though.
Yep.
Like, these guys seriously have taught me how to hack so much shit. Like, my nephew, he's like, hey, man, I need a positive COVID test. So I'll go get my test from when I pop positive, go into the developer tools, change all that shit over to him, and go, say, or, you know, print the PDF and send it to him. And then he's like, well, I need a test that says I'm negative now. Okay. Basically remove all the shit that says that you were positive and say you're negative and give it to him. Here you go.
That's outstanding. We just got our COVID test in the mail.
Yeah. We now
Yeah, you can request those now.
Yeah.
I got four of them.
You can get four per household.
You want, well, Amber's mom gets us plenty, so.
Oh, well, she's got an in.
Yeah. Dude.
We don't have an in.
Speaking of Amber. So, we had a bunch of people over on Saturday. Hang out, go drink some beer, kick it, see what's cracking. Tasha comes out of the bathroom, goes, Jeremy, toilet stopped up.
Oh, shit.
I don't know what happened. Okay. I plunge on that motherfucker for 30 minutes.
Oh, shit.
Not going nowhere. Like, well, I'm going to fucking bed. I'm done with this.
You have other working toilets.
Yeah, I got three other working shitters in the house. I'm good. Fuck that motherfucker. Get up on Sunday. Get the fucking with it again. I probably plunge it for another 30 minutes. I have a blister on my hand. I got a hole in my hand now.
Oh, damn.
From plunging. Goes nowhere. So I text a few friends. Go, hey, man, you got a snake. And Matt had one. Matt brings it over. A snake. Get in it. Nothing. Motherfucker. But when I was pushing, it goes down and then up. I don't know, you know, if everybody understands how a toilet works. It goes down, goes up, goes down, and it kind of snakes around, right? So I shove this thing in, and I'm only getting, like, I mean, to the up and probably where it starts to go back down. And that's where it's stopping, and I was just not grabbing anything. So I'm like, well, I guess I'm just going to have to take the toilet off the fucking floor.
Oh, my God.
And figure out what the shit is in this thing. And then I'm sitting there. I was like, nope, I'm going to pay a plumber to do that shit because I don't have a wax ring. I'm not getting back into this bullshit.
That's just,
whatever.
A wax ring's cheap as fuck, dude.
But I don't have one. I'm not going to Home Depot. I will pay a plumber to come over here.
It's cheap as
fuck.
It's not hard to do. Even I can remove a toilet.
Yeah, my toilet is actually also siliconed to the ground.
What? Jeez. So what?
So I'm not cutting the silicone and redoing all this shit. I'm not. I was like, I'll fucking pay somebody to come do this shit. I'm fucking done with it.
That's when you know you're an adult, when it's easier to pay somebody to come do it.
And I have a goddamn hole in my hand. At this point, I'm tired of this shit. Right?
I can remove a fucking toilet. Jesus.
Well, then next time I'll call the fucking butcher to come over and deal with
it. Do that. Jesus.
Yeah, he said he could remove it. He never said anything about putting it back on.
It's easier than you think. It's just a wax.
But then I sit there and I'm...
It costs you $3 at Home Depot.
Chandler starts texting me.
Oh, Lord.
And reinvigorates me.
No good's coming from that.
He reinvigorated me, and I went back out there with the snake, and I got it. I finally got it in there enough to where I could twist it. It hooked on, pulled the shit out. So we have those little Clorox toilet scrubbers. So it goes on the end of the wand. You just grab them, and it's like the little disc things.
Yeah.
There's three of them down my fucking toilet.
Oh, my God.
Three of them. Not one. Three.
You're not supposed to flush those. You're supposed to throw them away in the trash.
Yeah.
I don't even know what we're talking about.
So
the magic scrubbing wand or something.
Yeah.
Who flushes that?
A two-year-old child. Pretty sure.
Oh, my God.
Almost certain. Because, I mean, other than that, outside of the two-year-old, there was a one-year-old and then all adults and my daughter. And my daughter can't move and do anything on her own. So she's out. Me and Amber didn't do it because we used those to clean the toilet and realized that we know that they go in a trash can and not down the commode. But yeah. I don't know. Somebody flushed three of them. I'm assuming that it was a two-year-old child that did it.
Probably.
And, dude, that, yeah.
Jesus.
All that. But, I made some of the baddest fucking burgers this weekend. And I might make another one now. No, I'm going to make some more chili dogs.
Pork chops.
Yeah, we're doing pork chops today.
You know what they say? What is it, 10 minutes or 30 minutes that you lose off your life for every hot dog that you eat?
I don't care. I'll eat all of them.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I probably should have died already.
Yep, I'm the same way.
AdSense, if anybody cares to help out a friend, Steve Cox is getting out of the hospital.
Oh, shit.
He's been in ICU. He's probably going to have a liver transplant at this point.
Oh, shit.
Jesus.
So if anybody listening wants to help out a friend, go to that. What's the website where they...
GoFundMe.
GoFundMe. Look up Steve Cox. He could definitely use the help. Phenomenal comedian. Decent bartender.
Yeah.
Pretty much all he's got going for him. I love the guy to death, man. He's a great dude.
I didn't know he was in the hospital.
If you got a little bit of money to spare or just anything that you can do to help a friend that's literally dying and needs a liver transplant.
Jesus.
Any and all help is truly appreciated.
Absolutely.
On that note, we will see you next week.
And with a new whiskey.
Okay.
Unless
snowpocalypse is happening, then we're not. I'm not doing this booth.
Well, you might be over
here. I might be living in this goddamn house, bitch.
You might be living here.
We might be doing this from upstairs in the loft while you're bullshitting. There's a good possibility of that happening. Well, not even kidding. I'm claiming my spot. It's now been claimed. All your bar friends can fuck off. Don't care.
Well, you are a bar friend. You realize
that,
right?
Well, but I'm now the bar friend, so I get it all.
Except we haven't been to a bar in like a year.
Well, yeah.
It was last Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Last Super Bowl we went out.
About a year.
Yep. Yeah. Last Super Bowl.
But, yeah. So, we love all you fuckers. Stay warm. Stay safe. And good night.
Catch you next week.
Map.